last team to touch on here, and I think I want to jump back on the Chicago Bears playoff bound bandwagon. I might just do that every year until they make the playoffs.
Yeah, you did that last year. That's right. I forgot that. You know what? I'm with you on the Bears. I'm not going to say they're a playoff team, but that's not a hot take to me. That's a legitimate conversation.
Should I say Super Bowl then? So it's hot enough.
Yeah, you better do. Yeah, because then we can put in the subheading, which now,
Mark Sanchez put him over the top.
Yeah. Well, that's a good defense there in Chicago. Multiple coordinators or defensive coaches around the NFL have told me that's one of the league's 10 best defenses without question. And it's a better defense on paper now than it was a year ago. There's a team that's been in the same system for a little while now. Vic Fangio's been the coordinator two seasons, going on his third season. So you would assume some other guys who have been there now are going to get better within the context of that scheme. The question is on offense, Gary, and when you look at their receiving core, have you ever seen such a rich collection of just possession-type wide receivers and no downfield option? They got like seven guys who are all the same player.
They make them in a factory there. Somewhere in the bowels of Soldier Field.
And we might as well list these guys for people. So they signed Kendall Wright in the offseason. He's a possession slot receiver, and he has to be in the slot. That's where he plays. Eddie Royal is another guy that has to be in the slot. So now you've got two of those. Kevin White, we don't know about. We'll set him aside for a little bit. Marcus Wheaton from Pittsburgh, not a vertical threat. Not slow, but not a vertical threat. So he's a guy you scheme on the outside. Cameron Meredith, the exact same type of player, a guy you scheme on the outside. Reuben Randall, who probably won't make the team, but remember him with the Giants. He was almost always running post patterns and fly routes on the perimeter of the field. Who am I forgetting? Josh Bellamy, Deontay Thompson. They're the same type of receiver across the board. I'm just curious to see how they're going to play with that. A lot hinges on Kevin White. They need him to become a true number one, and that's not a position you want to be in, given that White has not been on the field basically for his first two seasons.
I was going to say, it's limited tape, but what's your sense of White right now?
He looked very slow last year, and you hope that's an injury factor. You hope he wasn't healthy, because if that's how he runs, he's not going to last. He won't be an NFL backup. So he has to play quicker. Maybe that's an inexperience factor as well. You play faster when you know what you're doing. He's brand new to the field. He hadn't been healthy. He probably didn't quite know what he was doing.
That was my take on him. He looked completely confused. He looked overwhelmed mentally.
And that's how you play slow. So this is a big offseason for Kevin White. You could argue his offseason is as important to the Bears as any non-quarterback's offseason is to any NFL team this year.
But I do. I love the offensive line, and I love Jordan Howard. I actually really like Jeremy Langford a lot, too. But I think this line is potentially one of the five or six best in the NFL this year. And I think Howard's a borderline star coming out of the backfield.
He's a very good zone runner, inside zone and outside zone. And if you're going to be a zone-blocking offensive line, you need some athleticism, and they have that right in the middle of their line with Josh Sitton, Cody Whitehair, and Kyle Long. Those are their guards and their center. And I'm with you on that. I'm eager to see what Howard does in year two. I think he's, within the way they play and what they ask him to do, he's easily a top 10 running back, maybe top 5 in the NFL.
I like it. I like those Super Bowl bound Chicago Bears. Andy.
All right, yeah.
On that note, that's going to be a wrap. I think that's a perfect way to end it. A disappointed sigh, and I hear you from Andy Benoit. But thank you, as always, to producer Matt Havia and editor Chris Basil, the guys at Digital Media making us sound so good. Most of all, thank you guys for listening to this episode of the MMPB 10 Things podcast. We're going to fit in a mailbag or two in the next couple of weeks. If you have, like, draft needs, questions, or something like that, really any questions. I mean, I think we've proven we will answer basically anything you ask at this point. If you have something about, 700-pound running backs or something like that, that's something we should probably cover on this show. But send them in, Andy_Benoit, GGrambling_SI, if you are on Twitter, if you're on Facebook. We're both on there. Just look for our names, and also talk back at the MMQB.com or write us a nice letter. Remember to listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of the MMQB Podcast with Albert Breer, the MMQB Podcast with Peter King, and this podcast, the MMQB 10 Things Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, including the MMQB.com, SI.com, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and other podcast providers. We will see you guys next week.